Hello, and welcome back to I See, You See, We See, a podcast about the varied perspectives between parents and their kids. I'm Miley, the kid.
And I'm Tara, the parent.
And today we are going to be discussing
travel. All right, well, today is our 10th episode. And as our 10th episode, we have a special treat for those of you who have chosen to listen to us. We have brought in my niece, Miley's cousin, the wonderful Brooklyn, otherwise affectionately known to us as Brookie. Say hello, Brookie.
Hello, everyone.
Yay!
So we're going to be discussing something that's near and dear to all of our hearts, and that is travel.
Yes.
So, ladies, and we've done quite a bit of traveling, and
Brookie kind of shares, thought she was a great person because she shares the same love of adventure and getting out into the world as we do. So, yes.
So I'm going to start this off with when was the first time you rode on? Because, you know, when you talk about travel, a lot of times the first thing you think of is flying on an airplane.
Yeah. Definitely. The first time I rode on an airplane, I was 3 months old, and it was to Oregon.
Woo!
And might have been California. I think it was California. Yeah, for something. I don't know. Either Oregon or California, one of those two.
But West Coast.
I rode with my dad and was bawling on the plane, and he always reminds me of that. But I think
it's hard. Yeah. And then because you're getting the stink eye from everyone, it's like, what do you want me to do?
I'm like, I'm a baby. I'm an infant.
I'm doing everything I can. And yeah, it's rough when you have a kid who's crying. And Miley?
Well, I was tiny, so I couldn't help it. When was my first?
Your first plane ride.
I was
8 months.
8 months?
No, you're 8 months old. And we actually flew out to Iowa. Because your cousin had been born, Beau, and her brother had been born, and so we came out to, you know, check him out, and another blondie. So yeah, that was your first trip. My first plane ride, as far as I know, was when I was 5, and I flew all by myself to California to visit my grandparents. So that was like, the thought of you flying by yourself, even at 13, freaks me out.
Well, it's different times back then.
I know, different times. And it was a straight through flight from Portland to Burbank. So that was cool. It was cool to fly. I got to go up into the cockpit and like
check everything out.
Got my little wings or whatever they gave. Yes, exactly. So that was. That kicked off the travel bug, but we took road trips also as kids all over the dang place, the West Coast to the Southwest, to the Midwest, to Canada. So we've done quite a bit of traveling. So,
and were you 13 the first time you traveled alone?
The first time I traveled alone. On an airplane was... I'm pretty sure I was 13, 12,
somewhere
in there, to Oregon. I had layovers, so because with Oregon, you never really can have.
That's rare from the Midwest to have a straight flight.
Although
there are some. There are some now.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun if me and Brookie just went alone one time.
I'm out.
Yes, I think, you know, eventually that would be definitely fun.
Yes.
Eventually. You got to get through the paranoid mother first. So, but yes, I think that would be an eventual fun thing for you girls to do together. And
definitely.
Yes. Have you taken any other ways of transportation other than car or airplane?
No, I'm not taking. I don't think I've ever been on a passenger train ever. I don't think
we've been on a passenger train.
Oh, yeah. I want to.
Oh yeah, that's
in
right.
Arizona.
We took the Grand Canyon Railway. That's right. I almost forgot that you had been on that. So
it's
I mean,
more common in Europe.
Yes, we.
I train, but I wish in the U.S. they had more of that.
I do I think too. It's so I constantly cool. looked for that, and I'm just like, okay, is it possible? You know, and we're not really in an area where no. that's really feasible. I actually thought it would be fun to do that, going from like Portland to out to college, but they yeah. didn't have they didn't do that, which was kind of a bummer because that would have been a nice way. I don't really, I'm not a huge fan of riding like a Greyhound bus.
No, I've never, I was going to, Allie Kino, my friend,
yeah.
has rode on a Greyhound to Omaha.
Yeah.
That, she was not very fond of that experience. It's,
bus rides can be really, really long.
Yeah, with all of the stops.
And just, yeah, and you're on the bus for hours and hours, depending upon, of course, your destination, but that's probably my least favorite mode of transportation, which I've done from like Quito, Ecuador to the coast of Ecuador. And that was
bad. Rough.
Well, it was rough at times because, I mean, the roads are really windy and you're in this big vehicle and you're like, I don't even know if we can make it. We made it. We survived. But, you know.
It's... Have you ever taken a boat anywhere?
I have not been on a cruise. The only boats I've been on, I think, are
cruises
your...
Cruises scare me.
Our grandpa's, Dad like,
gets seasick.
Boats.
I yes, just don't think I would like cruises. I've thought about doing, like, semester yeah. at sea, but I don't feel very keenly on cruises.
I contemplated that as well when I was in college and thought, oh, that'd be so cool, but... Yeah, I know they have stabilizers on there, and I know Grandma Ann got really seasick and stuff, and she was able to... go on several cruises with yeah, Grandpa George cruise. By herself or with, you know, with girlfriends. And she was, for the most part, she was totally fine unless it was like really choppy and the yeah. stabilizers just weren't cutting it. But cruises nowadays make me a little bit nervous just because like the health outbreak type of things that happen exactly. periodically.
I just don't like the idea of being
trapped,
trapped. And I'm a very like, I love water.
Mm-hmm.
But when I can control it yeah. and I don't know, I'm very like, I have to get outside, I have to go on a walk and yes. I just don't feel like.
Yeah, I'll do like a little day trip, but I don't know about.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm back and forth about, you know what type of cruise I think would be fun is a river cruise like in Europe.
Oh.
I kind of want to do those because, you know, I think. Unless I'm totally mistaken, you can see land. So that's part of Mark's problem. He's like, if I can't see land,
my issue.
Then, you know, because if you can keep your eye on the horizon, usually that's, you know, that's a steady point. Then you don't get seasick typically. But he's like, the second I lose that horizon, that steady, that, you know,
that consistent spot, that constant spot,
it's all downhill from there. And I'm like, yeah. But I do back to trains because I did ride a train. A passenger train from southern Spain up to back to Madrid
I would love to go just take some trains in the
yes
you like Europe that's yes like me too a big goal
I thought
big
that would be
goal.
Yeah I want to do that too
that'd be cool
I want to do
sign me ABC, up yeah. Of course they gotta let Americans back in there
yes
back yeah. across the pond
so collectively we've agreed that our favorite route of transportation is
I don't know because
I have a toss-up.
We haven't rode trains that much, any of us.
I liked riding a train,
but trains are fun.
I would like
the Grand Canyon train was fun. That was just like a day thing, but that was I liked it.
I like airplanes.
I like the sense that you can get to your destination quickly,
especially if it's a farther
yeah,
one.
Yeah, and I like flying. I like the independence I get
love
from
it.
Flying along.
Yeah,
because
even
feel
when
like...
I'm flying with my parents, I like ask them, "Okay, I'm gonna lead you to our gate. Like, I'm gonna."
Oh yeah, we did that last time. That was good. She's like, "Cause Mark's like, well, how are you gonna be able to fly alone by yourself? You don't know what you're doing." And so I'm like, "Okay."
I led
time.
Them
Pop
to the
quiz.
Gate, and I
I'm like you walk ahead of us, we'll trail behind you.
I paid for my own. Auntie Annie's
Oh, food. I'm like, okay, you can handle it by yourself. Figure out which gate we go to. So she figured it out. She led the way. We just kind of trailed behind her.
Yeah.
And yeah, then, they actually got pretty far away from me at one point.
And then she also, I'm like, well, you're going to have to be able to woman up and buy your own food. So she, I gave her some money. And
you don't
so.
Realize it, but like,
I was a big girl.
Yeah, because you have to keep all of your stuff together and. Yes. No, find a place to sit. That's always like my big thing.
Well, and then also be listening to gate changes and exactly. things like that.
There's
so.
A lot of paying attention to do. That's why I think back like 13 and I look at my brother and I'm like, there's no way. There's no way that
he could do that. Oh my gosh.
My dad, it's funny. My dad and I were talking about it and he was like, there's no way I would set Bo on a plane. Like, and that just.
Sorry,
was,
Bo.
Yeah.
We love you,
I
Bo.
I had a whole process. Like, I get to my gate. Mm-hmm. Get some food, find the bathroom, and like sit.
That's what I do.
I've run into situations where they've called me up to the gate and said, "Hey, something changed." Yeah, I don't know what the situation was. I had to take a different flight. Like I was moved, so I had to go up there, wait. Yeah, it was a whole thing.
Scary.
So what? And so I like. Road trips too.
Yes.
Those are fun.
I was gonna circle back to that.
You can get, because a lot of people, the flyover states, they don't want to necessarily stop in the Midwest per se, but there are a lot of little gems.
I agree. That you can only get to mom and pop kind of restaurants. Yes. And there is something to be said about like the appreciating the simple stuff. And I think you have to experience like all walks of life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
If that's how you want to word it.
Yes. And that's one of the best things about travel is just
I agree.
Getting out of your box and just going out and exploring and appreciating and just getting a different perspective on things. But you have to be willing to let all those new experiences in. Because if you don't, then what's the point of leaving? If you're just like, I'm going to sit in my hotel room the whole time.
That's the thing.
If
I'm going to be traveling, I also need to be traveling with the right people because that can make a big difference of your experience and like what you experience. And like when you travel, you have to go into it. It's important to like do some research so that you're not walking into something being like ignorant. Like I've heard a lot of stories about Americans going to foreign countries and just like, I don't even know.
Being really
disrespectful.
Yes.
And I get that you want to be, individualistic, but at the same time, you have to respect other, how would you feel if someone from a different country, like, obviously we hear this all the damn time.
Yes.
About people coming into the U.S. and, people feeling disrespect from other,
Because they cultures. don't know the, whatever.
Exactly. So, like, do your research, definitely. Mm-hmm. Be open and just
find
it.
Because there's things like in other countries, it's actually an insult to tip in certain countries. Mm-hmm. And obviously in the U.S., it's, like, expected that you tip and things like that. So there's... Yes, you're absolutely right. Going in with some level of knowledge of the place you're going to, but then also being very open to all the potential experiences that may come your way.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. Like going into some place and being like, I don't know what I'm expecting, but I'm ready for it. Yeah. Like that's
ready
the best.
For whatever.
Yeah,
and
that's
what you
the
got.
Good thing again. Going back to like who you travel with and like being ready for it and stuff is because. I think all three of us are adventurous. If you travel with non-adventurous people, it's like, I don't want to do that. Like, dude, come on.
You're spending all that money, all that time, all that, those resources to get out of your shell and then do the
you
same
old thing.
You just
want to sit in your hotel and go out
to hole up and shopping. There is something to be said for like an all-inclusive resort. It just depends on what type of vacation
I agree with that,
you want to take because Mark and I finally went to an all-inclusive resort, which we'd never been to. And when we went to the Dominican a few years ago and we literally didn't leave the resort at all. We intended it to be that way because there's things we could have gone off and explored a little bit, but we're like, okay, this vacation is just going
to
be
to relax and
relaxing on the beach and rejuvenate and just kind of, and we did the same thing in Mexico, but should we go back to those locations? Okay. now I want to go out and explore because exactly. I did the sitting on the beach relaxing and now I feel like, okay, I want to, mm-hmm. I want to get out and see more of it. I'd love to see,
not right now.
Well, not right this second. I mean, pandemic and everything, but yeah, I, you know, that's one thing. I love to go back to places more than once usually just so you can mm-hmm. have more time or get a different feel when you go back a second time.
There's definitely, you know, I always make lists every time I go to some place. I'm like, okay, next time when I'm here, I'm doing this. And
that's a good thing
and
to
that,
do.
That, like, back to the, you know, holding up in your hotel room, it is good, like, when you're vacationing to recharge, mm-hmm. you know, like,
if you're gonna go out and do something, just like sleep,
like, so you don't burn yourself out.
Yeah.
So you can, like, go on a hike or something. Yeah. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So switching it up, I'm going to ask another question. We trailed off very far, but next question,
we're just going, where the journey takes us, Miley. Jeez.
Yes. Well, I know. I never stopped you, did I? The farthest you have traveled, where is that?
Well, distance wise, I'm not sure. Which is further, I kind of think Spain is further away than Ecuador, but I don't know the exact mileage. So, or yeah. Hawaii, you know. Okay. So, I mean, that would have been one of the things to look up, but it's either, for me, it would be either Spain, Ecuador, or Hawaii, depending upon which is actually more distant, which I kind of think it's Spain, just because literally we left at 8 in the morning from Portland and got to Spain 8 in the morning the next day.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, we did have a little stopover in Atlanta, but that was a long flight.
Would about imagine.
So, the farthest I've traveled is Hawaii.
Yes.
I have been to Canada, which is not far at all from where I live.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's Canada. So, it's out of this.
It's technically out of the country.
Country. So, yeah. But Hawaii is the farthest I've traveled. Brookie?
The farthest I've traveled, surprisingly, is probably California and Oregon. Like, farthest, I haven't ventured out of the United States yet, which is surprising.
Yes, you say yet because you will get
out. No, yeah, definitely yet. But I've mostly ventured out to the West Coast, or just the West in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to think of the farthest East I've gone. Ohio, maybe. Like, maybe. I've traveled gone to very far Texas east. And all that, like, straight down west, like, and yeah, straight up and west. I would say I've been to every single state.
Yeah,
you know, over there, mm-hmm. like Kansas and even those little ones.
Yeah,
but I would like to go out east. Obviously, want to go out of the country. I'm planning to study abroad. Woot woot!
Yes, which means we need to go visit you.
No, seriously.
I would love to go to New York and stuff, too.
Yeah. I'm planning a trip out there to visit Tyler.
Awesome.
In the near future, so.
Cool. Very cool. You'll have to scope some things for us, because we were supposed to go in April, and stupid pandemic hit.
No, Tyler would be, if you go, though, he'd be a really good resource. Because they take you out. Like, all my cousins have gone, and...
Nice.
He's a really good tour guide. So.
Like, Tyler, hook me up.
When in Rome. Yes. Yeah, when in Rome.
Awesome. Well, I think this is a good place to take a little pause, and we will be right back. And we're back. All right. Hi. So we're pre-chatting a little bit here. So we're going to talk about some really memorable travel moments. So, Miley, you start off. What is, like, a really memorable travel moment from your 13 years of existence?
Well, you know, shoot, everything I'm gonna say, I feel like my favorite, most favorite travel moments I've ever had is with you two.
Stop it.
California, but not even just that one day that we're gonna talk about at the end, but even just like sitting out in the hot tub talking about which guys were hotter that one night. It was so fun and just stuff like that, you know. We were talking about fashion and stuff.
I agree,
California fashion, so fun. I'm trying to think of stuff that doesn't involve you, because obviously I've never traveled without her. I would say I want to say going to like on the train to the Grand Canyon, but I had a fever that day, so it wasn't fun.
Yeah, that kind of bit because I was like, "Oh, we still gotta go because we paid." And
it wasn't that fun because I was sleeping like, most of the time.
Just give her some ibuprofen, and we didn't have a thermometer, and we were up in like the mountains.
Yes, but I want to say it was that, but it just wasn't because.
No, you were kind of delirious that day, and I felt really bad.
To be honest, I don't even remember it that well.
Yeah. I was like, just sleep.
I just remember this nice guy. The guy on the train, do you remember him? Our, like, worker guy, he kept checking in on me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
But anyways. Oh, gosh.
You think. Okay, you ponder. Okay. Brecky, how about you? What's some memorable travel moments that you've had?
I have a lot.
well, hit us, let's go.
I think one of my favorites, now that I'm older to like look back and reflect, I would definitely say grandma and grandpa, your mom and dad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When they picked me up, I was your age. I was gonna be in eighth grade.
Yeah.
That trip, we went a different route than we usually go to Oregon because mm-hmm. we took like a week and a half or whatever to get to Oregon from Lamar's. But I think just driving through Yellowstone and then seeing where grandpa worked and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I think, and we stopped at like, you know, places we wouldn't, like North Dakota. Like I normally wouldn't drive through there, but it was just like a really cool cultural experience, I would say. And like,
nice.
Nostalgia because we stayed with grandma and grandpa's friends, and like this one we stayed in their fifth wheel in Wyoming.
Nice.
And then we stopped in Cody, Wyoming. Like I just love the West too, so
yeah,
I like cities, but I like seeing just outdoors. Like super remote, like in Montana, like
mm-hmm.
mountains, very few people. That was really cool, and it was just like a soft spot in my heart because it was with grandma and grandpa. So,
awesome.
Yeah, I think good. That's like one of my favorite ones. And I can appreciate it more now, mm-hmm. I think, than I did in the moment.
Yeah.
So, like, if that makes sense.
No, that totally makes sense.
Like, I have more of appreciation, I think, now that I'm older than I did.
Definitely.
At 13.
I remember now. I remember now.
Okay, hit me with one.
Road tripping to Canada was very fun.
Yes.
I remember. We didn't go out that much. We stayed kind of in our spot resort. Most of the time.
Yeah.
Partially because we had grandma with us.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I went into the pool that they had. There was an indoor pool. And when they say there's nice people in Canada, they are not kidding because there were these. I was in fourth grade. Two eighth grade girls came up to me. And they didn't. I look older than I am. So they didn't know that I was in fourth grade. They go, hey, do you want to play with us?
That's
I was
really
like,
sweet.
I was like.
That's cool.
Sure, but you know I'm in fourth grade, right? They were like, oh, we're in eighth. That's okay. We can still hang out. And I was like,
that's really sweet.
And we were friends and we went down the slides together. Like, it was so fun. Like, that memory always stands out in my head. And I just liked walking. Dad made friends with our neighbors in the resort.
Oh, because we had like, because it was like a split cabin or a kind of like a duplex, but
and
cabins.
We went over to their room, over to their part of the cabin, and we talked with them for a little bit. That was fun. I just remember, and then the yellow flowers. I remember.
Yeah.
It was just fun. Another. I have one more. And I'm sorry, it's with you again.
I'm sorry.
Well, don't apologize for being with Brecky. Of course, I'm sad it's not with me. Whatever.
You're always there, honey.
I'm always there. Always there lurking, always watching.
Disneyland, California.
Oh, oh yes.
Oh, so good. Splash Mountain, all of us went down together.
Oh, yeah.
I looked at that picture.
Now, was it the one time when the boys rode in the back or when they rode in the front?
The ones where they weren't on with us.
Oh.
yeah, wasn't it just those three?
Yeah, might have been.
Anna and Jackson.
Oh, yeah,
Anna's like
picture.
This.
Holding her breath.
And Jackson's just like.
Like dead face.
It's so funny.
Oh, I want to go to Disneyland in Halloween.
Yes,
I think I want to go to Universal. I've never been to Universal. I want to go to Universal.
That was a good thing
because they have an American Horror Story themed
ride or attraction.
I'm trying to think, haunted house that you walk through. And it's based on different seasons.
I don't know if I could do that.
I would be ready for that. That's my favorite. Oh,
but yeah,
I
Disney, basically any Disney, because we also went as a family to Florida. That was fun, but I liked the Disneyland better.
That was fun.
All the family, which is just
the cars
incredible.
Ride was so fun. In California Adventure, when we took the day off, and then we went on that. We stood in line forever for that one log.
Oh my gosh.
The one that, it was on the second day. It's like a water ride.
And I
spin around. It's like the river, Wild River or something.
Oh, yes.
I can't think of
my
the name,
gosh.
But
do you
yes.
know what one of my favorite memories ever?
What?
Not one of my favorite memories ever. One of my favorite things, travel moments. You, me, and Tiff. Downtown Disney, ditch the kids.
Oh, I was going to say that.
So fun.
That was like my favorite.
We ditched
the
little
before,
ones.
Yes.
When
yes.
we just walked.
We ditched
and we
the
went
dads
downtown.
And the kids. And we got.
Not like downtown Disney.
We
yes.
got
whatever.
Treats yeah. at night.
Yeah.
And by the Legos.
Those are so good. I love that.
So fun.
And I thought I lost my money.
Oh, no.
So fun. And then then we started to get slap happy. Remember you and me did?
Yes. That's the first time I heard that term.
So so funny.
And I used it and everyone's like, what does that mean?
Because we were being like crazy. Oh, so fun. Okay.
That's good.
Your turn.
Get ready. I got a list.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Don't talk too long.
Wow.
I'm just kidding, honey.
No, one of my favorite travel memories was my when I went on a trip to Puerto Rico with Tiff and her Spanish class essentially, and grandma and grandma Ann were chaperones. Aww. And I was in college, so I was technically a chaperone too, and I got credit for my international studies
awesome.
minor. So I had to, I was recording, this was before cell phones, so I had my little tape recorder, was recording things, taking notes, and so I have a whole binder, actually it's right behind me over there, of that trip. But it was very
we should look through that after.
Yeah, we can
filming.
Look through it after. It was great. And but this one, I want to get back to this. It was you had to take these boats through the mangrove, and then it came out to this water that was probably no more than waist high, but it was crystal clear, and it was just. Literally, you just hop out of the boat, and it was so beautiful, and it was just warm and amazing. And then I think it might have been that same day or that night, they took us out on a night boat ride cruise into the bioluminescent bay.
Oh,
so
that's
so
jump
fun.
In, and then we're like, woo, playing with our swimsuits, because, you're lighting up, and as you swim, and you're egg beating
so
your
fun.
Legs and moving your arms, you're churning up the bioluminescence, and it was magical. It was so cool.
I
want
to go to a beach.
And that would be, so cool. I would love to go back there. I would love to take Mark and Miley, and
that'd
hey,
awesome.
You can tag along.
I would love that.
Yeah,
me
do
up.
You wanna?
But, I love Puerto Rico, and every time something bad happens, hurricanes and turmoil and stuff, I feel really bad, and I'm like, let's help them rebuild and get more, get fixed up, so then we can go back. And so that was one good one there. And then when I was with grandma, this was actually like a happy mishap that I even got to take this trip with grandma, because one time I was flying, I was flying somewhere to California or home from California, having visited Grandma Ann, and I got a delay, or I took a delay purposely, or took a bump so I could get a free ticket. I was actually at the time, I think they gave me two free tickets, or maybe it was just one. I can't remember. But anyway, I was like, Ma, you want to go somewhere? She's like, okay.
Let's go.
We went to Puerto Vallarta and in Mexico, and we went on all these different excursions, which were super cheap and super fun. One of them was it wasn't a slide.
Was that in the bioluminescent bay, the slide? There was a slide.
I think the slide actually was for you're thinking of Spain. And that was in the Mediterranean on this paddle boat that had a slide on it. And there were four people paddling, and it was so much fun. Although I got the worst sunburn in my life. So that was probably one of the worst travel mishaps is
getting
crisp. So you two be thinking about your worst travel mishap. Okay. Because that was mine, was getting scorched in the Mediterranean, even though I thought I had plenty of sunscreen on. Apparently, I did not lather up enough because that night I was so burnt. I had to, like, no undergarments. And I had to, like, lay in an ice bath and then literally just have loose clothing on. And then we, after that was when we took the train back to Madrid and we were flying home and I had caught a cold and I was, like, crying pretty much the whole flight back because my ears were so, like, bursting. So, yeah, that was probably one of my worst travel mishap. But back to one of my favorite memories was with Grandma. We went on this, like, I can't remember if it was the Jeeps or the ones where we rode horses up to this waterfall thing, and there was this rope, and I was like, oh yeah, I want to swing on this rope and like, woo, Grandma, take a picture, again before digital cameras, before. And so, and she's like, oh, I'm not sure, I think I missed it or whatever. And so I'm like, oh mom, come on. And so I'm like, okay, not thinking this through, I'm gonna like hang on with my thighs so you can get the picture. I should have thought about that first because I was holding on for dear life, had the worst rope burn between my legs ever. It was so not smart. And I so that was actually a fond memory, but also a mishap.
A fond painful
mishap memory.
I have those. That, I'm like,
I was like, oh, so yeah, I had to like, funny. You know, oh, it was, they were, my thighs were raw, but it was still fun having like, God, I've been like, oh, I was like Jane and Tarzan swinging on the rope into this big pool of water at the bottom of this waterfall. And so that was super fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
I have
mine was like, cool. You're not impressed.
Well, I've heard these stories a million times.
I don't even know if you heard that one. Did you hear that one?
Yes.
No. Well, I still have more good ones, but
so. I have a travel. I haven't had much travel mishaps. Nothing has really happened. I do have one though, in Oregon, with you again.
Gosh,
it was actually a good. It was a fun day, but kind of a mishap.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Oh.
So we were jumping.
Oh,
into the water.
About that, but that too.
Oh, we're at a lake.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to talk about that.
We're not going to bring that up.
Oh, right. No, not that one. No.
We were at a lake.
Hag Lake.
Yeah. Hag Lake. Oh, and we were jumping into the water. Fun. Really fun. There were rocks at the bottom.
So, yeah.
There were rocks.
Not, like, they were visible. It's not like they were
visible.
Discreet, like.
But I was walking up, and I tripped and fell, and I cut my shin.
that was not good.
Really, and it was really bloody and bruised. But if it would have been any deeper, so I would have needed stitches.
But at least you didn't need stitches
because Anna, my cousin, who we talked about previously, did end up needing stitches. So I didn't cry because that was like 5 minutes after. So I didn't cry because I was like, I can't cry because I'm supposed to be the big girl. And plus, I even need stitches. So I was holding in the tears. They left to go to the hospital, and all of a sudden, I broke down. I was like, Mom, it hurts so bad.
I didn't understand why I had to go to the hospital.
Moral support.
But that was actually
and I was
kind
freezing,
of,
dripping in a swimsuit.
That was actually kind of fun when we came
ER.
To the hospital. When we came
yeah,
back, it was actually
was
kind of
good
fun
when you guys
too.
Came to the hospital.
So that was like a, yeah, it was a that, fun memory, but also like ow.
Yeah, that was.
What is with these fun?
I thought you were gonna talk about being stuck in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
That was not a mishap. Though.
Well, I mean, it was sort of a travel mishap when we got stuck in Denver, and then you're creating little rap songs. And
we're stuck in the Denver airport, and we gonna spend the night.
I remember that video being sent to me.
Yeah,
So we had to spend the night, and I threw up the next morning.
Oh, wow, good times.
Orange, because
okay,
the only food
really?
I had was orange juice and Doritos.
I feel like we need to beep that out, but I guess, you know, it happens, so.
I was, like, malnourished.
You were malnourished!
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
Wrong words.
I'm just kidding, but all I had for dinner, because all the foods were closing in, so all I had was orange juice and Doritos.
Gross, that's quite the combo.
Yeah, that was.
All right, on that note, Brookie, what's travel mishap for you?
I would say, stupid layovers. I would say mine is, and always will be. No, I was flying home from Oregon. I think I was gonna be a junior. No, was going to be a sophomore, because that's when we did our California adventure, and then I flew up to Oregon. Anyway, and I was supposed to get back to Omaha around 11, and there's, like, the two-hour, you know, time change, so 11 central time. So, got to Arizona, I don't know what time, but I noticed that, because it was supposed to, okay, I was supposed to get there at 6, and then it got pushed back to 11, so I was like, cool.
Nice.
Cool. So I'm sitting there, and then it's like, psych! Your flight is leaving at 11. And I'm like,
nice.
So I'm sitting there for like over 7 hours. In that time, I was alone. I was 16. I was alone. The sirens go off twice, like, in the airport, like, everyone remain calm, like, lights start flashing, everyone's, like, looking at each other in, like, a panic, and there must have been a fueling incident, but we literally could have gotten blown up, so it's
lovely,
so fun. Yeah, by the time I got on the plane, it was, like, 11:30, get on the plane, oh, sorry, we're having technical difficulties, have to wait another half hour. I'm like, I just want to, like, be home. And at the time, my dad was going to pick me up with Anna because she wanted to, like,
big Anna.
Yeah. She wanted to meet me. So I ended up getting to Omaha at 5 in the morning.
Oh, I remember this story. Yeah, I remember this now. Not fun. Okay.
Not fun. So that's my big mishap.
Oh, my gosh. Really quick. So we're going to talk about our California adventure.
Oh, yes. This is,
and
like,
and then we're going to talk about
fun memory.
Our dreams of where we want to travel. We kind of already did that.
Not really.
But our most bucket list place we want to travel, and then we'll round it out because this is an extra long podcast.
That's right. It's extra special because we have
10th episode.
Woo! Okay, so.
California adventure.
California super fun adventure. Yeah. Brooklyn graduated from high school. We caught up with her and Grandma and George in Indio, California, and we decided to go on this hike that actually Grandma and I, my mom and I, had done. It was February a few years back when she and I had done that, and so it was different experience because this was what, June, July?
Yeah.
So
hot as heck.
It was June, yeah.
Yeah.
Very hot.
And so it's what's it called? Yavapai Canyon or I feel bad now that I can't even think of the
canyon. I have a pin with the name on it. I wish I had the pin in.
I think it starts with a Y. So there's this canyon in Palm Springs where it's a Native American tribe, and I feel bad that I can't think of the name. Yeah. But so there's this actually canyon loop trail that you can follow along, and it actually splits in a couple places, and so it takes you back, and we left early because, like, they said
it was gonna be
bloody hot.
Hot as heck. So hot.
It's this, you know, right up, it's this trail that starts kind of at the base of the mountains essentially, and it leads you back up against, yep, you're going up,
and then there's canyons that, like, platforms that you can just, like, plateaus that you can just stand on and
climb
up. Oh,
yes. Or, like, really big rock formations that are flat. And so,
and they overlook the city.
Yeah. So, of course, we had lots of photo ops.
So we go. We're walking. It's hot, but we're fine.
We're staying hydrated. We had our water with us.
We're great.
Luckily.
Yes.
And we go.
And what's at the end, Brookie?
No.
Or I guess
no.
The midway point. Oh,
no.
Sorry.
No.
What?
And so there's this big plateau, and we stand on there. We stand on there forever, and it's a little cooler because the breeze is blowing, and we're taking pictures. The rocks are cool, so it's just nice. We sit up there for a little bit and talk. Then we get down. And then we go to this midway point where...
Which is, like, guess the furthest back that you can go in the canyon. And, Brookie, what is there? What magicness.
Waterfall.
That you can go in.
So in February, the February that I was there with Grandma, we did not go into the water, but they said up at the, like, the desk where you can, where you start off, that you can go into this waterfall. And I was like, oh my gosh, you can go into this waterfall. I'm kind of really excited. And the girls were like super excited. So we
packed a stupid swimsuit instead of white shorts.
Right.
See-through white shorts.
So we didn't actually, hadn't planned our outfits ahead, but it was so hot. Everything
we
dried
just wore
real
our
fast.
Sports bras and shorts. We walked in freezing, because
it's
absolutely freezing
fresh mountain
water.
Spring water, so it's kind of refreshing, but at the same time
like a shock, like you
yes.
were screaming, you're like ah!
I was
you're like laughing
so
and screaming and smiling. Over. I was like, I think you're like, I'm gonna like freeze to death.
So first Brookie goes, so there was this little, you can swim and then you go behind, and there's this little rock that you can hold on to.
A boulder at the back, of, right where the waterfall comes down.
Yeah. And you can go two different ways.
You can actually get around the boulder at the base of the waterfall. So this pool is not super huge.
It's tiny. It's pretty
tiny. You know, it got, the main part of the pool was either up to your like knees or then your waist, then your chest, depending upon you as you go down into it. But then when you get back to this boulder that's right underneath the waterfall,
you can
get past the boulder.
You have to like, it's a lot of pushing against rocks and finding your way past the water.
Yeah,
I was surprised that you were able to get back there.
Well, with the waterfall pounding down, it creates this like pressure and a sort of a mini current. But it's very exhilarating. You got the cold.
Yeah.
And so, of course, we're all first.
Wind.
We're laughing and squealing. And like,
so can I say something?
Yes, go.
So first, Brookie goes back. She finds this rock that you can hold on to. So she tells me, come on, come back here and hold on to this rock.
I'm like, don't drown.
I'm grabbing her, like, carrying
and
her.
And so she goes back and I'm like, no, because, you know, it's hard to get the chest area under the water.
Right? Because
yes.
it's like,
so
it's extra cold.
So I finally got it under and I went with her and we were waiting for mom and we all three finally got back to this little rock formation. We were all holding on and I just remember getting like numb and like sparkling and I just like, my heart was sparkling.
Yeah.
I was just
my
like,
heart was, I agree.
This is so amazing.
Wait, are you talking about the,
when we were like behind the boulder?
Yes.
Oh, and we could like climb up into like a little cavern?
Yes. And I was like sort of almost hyperventilating and I was like, there was a lot of heavy breathing and like.
And it was like the awe of like the beauty and
the exhilaration.
And how cold it was.
Exhilarating.
Exhilarating is the word to describe that experience because it was magical and exhilarating. It's like,
and then you go out of the water and it's not as hot and we walked back and it just wasn't as hot.
It was a nice
hot.
Cool down too.
Yeah, it definitely
from the hiking. It
definitely made the walk back much
morning,
more
like
tolerable.
95 degrees.
Oh, I think that was the night that we went back and went in the hot tub and talked for a while.
Probably.
Yes, that was super fun.
It was so fun.
That day was just fun.
It was.
We went night swimming.
Yes.
So
Marilyn Monroe's star.
We went to the Salton Sea.
Oh yeah,
that was eye opening.
You know what? Yes, that was okay. So that can be filed under sort of a mishap,
that was sad.
So
a little bit.
The Salton Sea was a mishap because we went and we're like, oh, it'll be fun. It's this body of salt water in the middle of the desert.
Swimsuits on, everything ready to go.
Swimsuits on, sunscreen ready to go. And unfortunately, so you even start to get close to this place and there is just this god-awful smell. The smell was so bad. And girls, do you remember why? Because we were reading the boards, the placards with the information. And it used to be actually a really cool place to go in like the 50s and maybe
the
60s.
It was.
And they set like water speed records because the salinity in the water makes it so buoyant, the boats. But unfortunately, the super salinity also ended up like killing the fish and like all over the, I guess, beach, you could say, were a lot of fish carcasses. And just the smell was so bad. And it was just sad because it's totally desolate out there.
I was expecting like a beach and when you get there it's like straight rocks and you put your feet in and I had a cut on the back of my ankle I think and I remember being like ooh, I couldn't even swim in it and if you have any bodily sores or any you know,
like the slightest scratch, just it's so salty. But then, yeah,
but the also smells, the fish carcasses and just
yeah,
it was interesting.
It was kind of eerie too.
Yeah, it was very eerie. Like,
nobody was there.
No one. There was like maybe two other people in the vicinity, but it was very desolate. Literally, you're in the middle of the desert, and it's this body of water. And I, you know, forget the exact details of how it was formed forever ago. But yeah, so that was kind of an adventure fail. But hey, we went, we attempted to, we saw, we smelled.
Yeah, the smell was bad.
What I thought was so weird too was like the area around it, like, because you can camp there.
Yeah.
And we were confused because they're like, oh, you have to pay. Didn't they? You had to pay. But we were just like, oh, we're going to go.
Right.
Like, we don't know.
I mean, there wasn't even like a park ranger, I guess you could say. Nothing was monitored. Maybe they've kind of given up on that area just
it's
because
sad.
It's of nature sad. Kind of, you know, is revolting.
Yeah,
rebelling.
It is a natural thing, but it's still kind of eerie and sad.
Yeah, it was very strange.
And it was very like quiet, but like in the weirdest way. It wasn't like peaceful, almost just more like haunted.
Yes,
feeling like.
Good movie. Good movies.
Yeah, feel like
totally. You know, maybe
you could
someone
feel the angry spirits of the people from the 60s there. You know, you could just like feel an energy that was weird.
Yeah, unfortunately, not one of our favorite places to go, but you know, still an adventure. Just
exactly.
not the best one.
Yes. Yeah.
So that leads us into actually happier stuff. Let's talk about like bucket list places that we want to go, because of course we all are dying to go
places,
many more places before you know our time's up. And Brookie, why don't you start?
Put me on the spot. So I definitely would say Europe in general. I just want to go there. Definitely Spain, that's a big one, because I feel like Europe's just so vast and like there's so much to do that you can start at one place and take a train and it'll be. So I would say Spain, Ireland, definitely London. I want to go to Hungary so bad, because like in Romania, like I know that's not a usual one, but
Your roots are calling.
Yes, my
roots. Your roots are calling to you. Come visit me. Come visit me. And I so feel the same way. I want to go to all the places of our roots, and I definitely would love to go back to Spain.
I also thought of another one. I think this is yours too. I want to go to Machu Picchu.
Yes.
I don't know. You can't. Can you?
Yes. My boss actually went this past December with her daughter. I'm totally jealous, because literally all through college, I had a huge poster up in my dorm wall of Machu Picchu. I've always wanted to go there, and I still do. Someday, gall darn it, I will get there, and I will take Mark and Miley with me. And we will see it, and it will be awesome, and I really am one of those people who's like, I want to go everywhere, because I do.
Yeah,
I want to see it all. I want to breathe it all in. I want to soak it all in, even if it's a bad spell.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming.
It's,
like,
yeah, I mean,
time is so limited.
Yeah, I really would love to. You know what? One thing because I know you're contemplating hopefully studying abroad. I did that in college to Ecuador, which was super fun. Highly recommend studying abroad if you can do it. I wish I would have had more funds at the time to like get out and explore more. I mean, I did do some exploring, but not to the extent that other people did. Like, heck, some people even went to Cuba at the time and down into Peru and stuff. But I stayed in country, which was still fun. Also strange at times, just because literally there were days when we were, you know, we were going to college and stuff, but literally there were days where the faculty was like, okay, so tomorrow don't come to school. And we're like, what? Why? Well, there's protests tomorrow, so you should stay in your home. So periodically, I guess it was almost like clockwork, there'd be protests against the government. And, you know, if you're a foreigner, stay home that day. So
yeah,
we did.
That's
wow. So yeah, it was definitely interesting, but
yeah,
you know, you learn a lot. Mm-hmm. Learn a lot when you're in other countries and if there's a language barrier. And
yeah. Can I talk about where I want to go now?
Oh, yeah. I guess so.
Okay.
And go.
Well, in the United States, I still want to go to the East Coast. Yes. I have to do the sun, yes. Northeast, South, West. But I want to go to the East Coast still. But that's like, that's pretty feasible.
Yes.
But places that I want to go outside of the country are, I think New Zealand would be really cool to go to.
Yes, absolutely.
I also want to go to Paris.
Mm.
I just love it. Like, it's just so, like, pretty, especially at nighttime when, like, the lights come on. I love, like, the big cities. But, yeah, I want to go to France.
The irony of that is that you're, like, scared of crowds and
I know.
Big cities stuff.
It's okay. I'll get used to it.
Woman up.
But, yeah. I also want to go to, like, just, like, the UK in general. Mm-hmm. Just, like, the UK. I don't even care where. I just want to go to the UK.
You just want to listen to their accents.
But I also...
Run into Tom Holland, maybe?
Oh, my gosh.
Please. Is Italy... Where is Italy?
Italy is always one of the southern part of Europe.
I think Italy would be really cool to go to.
I was
Italy, Greece.
Italy. I want to go to Italy so bad.
Literally, I'd like to go everywhere in Europe.
Yeah,
I want to hit every country. I do, you know, I do want to go to Africa someday. I definitely would. There are parts where I, you know, it's probably questionable for American, you know, an American to go, American woman to go, but I would love to go. You know, Africa seems to be kind of at the bottom of a lot of people's lists.
I was thinking about that as we were sitting here.
I just think it would be fascinating to go. You know, for the wildlife, but then also just for a different culture. You know, some people are like, oh, I would never want to go to Africa. I'd never want to go to the Middle East. I still want to go to all those places. I might have to wait just, you know, for various reasons, you know, political unrest, safety reasons. But I still want to go. I still want to experience those places, those cultures, because I think honestly, every culture has something
it's beauty
to offer. Every culture has beautiful things about it. Every culture has a flip side to that as well.
Yeah.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. But you know, I want to see all the good stuff. And yeah, you might see some negative stuff along the way, but the good stuff is totally worth it. The good stuff's worth it. So. And I would like to go to China. I'd like to visit. We have a cousin there who lives there, which would actually be nice to, you know, visit when you know someone at the place.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be nice.
Cute little kids.
And I would like to go to Thailand and things like that. My father-in-law has been to Thailand and Korea and, you know, places out that way. And
so basically you want to go everywhere.
Literally, I want to be a person that can say I have been to every country, and maybe someday I'll be able to say that. Not yet. But
no, not yet, but one day
eventually
you will.
That would be nice. That would be really
nice. You can do
it. I know, right?
You can do
it.
I can do it. So I think that's about all we had for you guys today. One thing, if you love Brookie as much as we do, or if you like having guests on this, you can contact us on our social media.
Mm-hmm. Or if on the Anchor app, you can actually leave us a message.
Yeah. So if
and we can attach it to one of our podcasts in the future. If you're, you know, if it's about a specific topic, we can attach it.
If you would like, you know, more guests, or you like Brookie to come on again sometime. I know we would love for her, and it gives a different dynamic when you have a guest on. Yeah, I think that's
any
it.
Final travel thoughts, ladies?
No, I don't think so.
I think there's like a random point, like it kind of goes back, tying back to like what you're saying about like there's like good and bad, about like, you know, like every culture and stuff. I think it's also important to be like conscientious that just because something you don't understand something doesn't automatically mean it's bad.
Exactly.
And I think, at least from my experience, a lot of Americans are not the best at understanding that or acknowledging that. And I think, you know, as a whole,
stepping back and having perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Super important. Absolutely. Love it. Love that thought. So travel, do it as often as possible. Be open-minded. Embrace all the good stuff.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Brookie, for coming on to this episode.
Thank you for having me.
And that's all. Bye-bye.
So there you have it. Some very similar perspectives and some very different ones. We hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Shout out to Miley for her stylings on the ukulele. And a big thank you to everyone listening. If you have questions, comments, or topic suggestions, please let us know through our social media. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you come back again.